My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The 2019 Riverwood Garden Soiree is set to take place at the Riverwood Conservancy McEwen Terrace Garden next Friday, June 7th, beginning at 6 p.m. This enchanted evening under the stars will feature gourmet foods from some of Mississauga's top restaurants, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, and live entertainment all night long. Your attendance will support the Riverwood Conservancy's essential environmental programs, which serve students, adults, and individuals with special needs throughout the community. Here with more is the woman who was just on the cover of Zoomer magazine last month. Hazel McCallion was the mayor of Mississauga for a staggering 36 years before she retired in 2014 at 98 years old. She is still very active supporting organizations that have great meaning for her. And it is my pleasure to welcome Hazel McCallion to the new Classical FM. Welcome.
Well, just great to be here. I always look forward to coming.
I'm so glad that you're here. And the Riverwood Conservancy chair of its board of directors, Kevin Sherwin, is here as well. Hi, Kevin.
Thank you for having us again.
Great to have you here. Hazel's still making the covers of magazines, still politically active, still speaking up for organizations that matter to you. What's your secret, Miss Mayor?
Well, I have a lot of energy, which is good, and I love being around people. And so I get up early in the morning.
How early?
5:30.
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I don't like the weather right now, and I don't like it's too dark.
Yeah.
But at 5:30 in the summer, it's just beautiful. You go out and hear my backyard and hear the birds singing and it's all quiet because the traffic hasn't started yet.
That's true. It is a glorious time of the day. I think so, too. Tell me why you take time out of your schedule to support the Riverwood Conservancy. Why is it important to you?
Well, it's a long story, but when I was mayor, this property, 100 and some acres, was owned by the Chapel family, came on the market.
Yeah.
And it was going to be developed for housing, et cetera. And I just decided, along with my council and staff, that that should not happen, that it should be preserved for the people of Mississauga and beyond. And so we bought it. It was very high priced at the time because the development potential was very high.
Sure.
And we bought it. I said, we don't have any money to do anything with it or to develop it in any way with and I wanted it to be natural. I didn't want it to be like the botanical gardens. I wanted to be natural. And as a result, a group of dedicated citizens went to work and started working on it voluntarily, cleaning up the gardens around the house, et cetera, until we had the money in the budget to then start, put a plan on it.
I love
it. But the citizens are still there. The Riverwood Conservancy board and all volunteers, and they still make a major contribution. We developed so many things in Mississauga with the volunteers, and this is one example. It is one of the, in fact, it's kind of a hidden secret.
Sure.
Even people in Mississauga don't know how beautiful it is.
Riverwood Conservancy. So tell us about this evening. It's obviously to support the programs there. The Garden Soiree, I mentioned it off the top. Tell us about what's going to be happening that
night.
Well,
there again, a group of citizens, and Kevin is chairman of the Conservancy, got together, and they are raising the funds. A lot of the funding has come from the effort of the volunteers. Yes, the city puts money into it every year, but they've gone out and convinced a large group of people, companies, et cetera, to support the development of Riverwood Conservancy. And as a result, the board, under the chairmanship of Kevin, has started to have what they call a garden soiree, and people just love to go under the stars.
Under the stars. Very beautiful. Friday, June 7th, and there'll be, you know, music and entertainment and food and cocktails.
Auctions.
So you know what you can win? You can win a dinner for six with Hazel McCallion at Piatto Restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the community responds very favorably. Of course, we can always handle more people because it's a big park.
Sure.
And they have all kinds of facilities or places for people to sit and enjoy the stars. And just in case it rains, there's always a big tent there to make sure that the people are protected. So it's a great evening under the stars in Mississauga and very reasonable.
Right.
Tickets are available. We welcome everybody, not just from Mississauga. People around the GTA should come and see this piece of gold, I call it. It's a golden sight in the city of Mississauga.
Kevin, what are you looking forward to next Friday night?
Well, the food is fantastic. Uh-huh. We have wonderful friends like Massimo Capra. And,
lovely.
Some of the best restaurants in the area, Alioli, Capra's Kitchen, Congee Queen, and a number of them are coming out, and Paramount Fine Foods. So we've got a wide selection of food that's done on site and very delicious, and we've got some great entertainment. Our house band is Tater Vox, and known to many of your listeners would be the young tenor, Michael Chufo. He's coming and doing a set for us, and he's doing a bit more Michael Bublé, a bit more Josh Groban songs alongside his traditional...
Bit of a crossover, yeah.
Alongside his traditional opera and tenor. His voice is beautiful.
I'll let people know you can also win a tour of India with airfare included that night. You can head off to southern Italy. That's another one of the getaways, an Algonquin getaway. Stratford, a wheelbarrow of wine valued at $800. So those are some of the prices or some of the prizes that are happening. Before I let you go, Hazel, I'll ask you, I know you are going to be part of Moses Neimer's Idea City.
Yes.
Which you'll be speaking on the first day, June 19th, 4:20 p.m. And I just wanted to know what you're going to be discussing that day, what you're going to be talking to.
Well, it's Idea City, so I'm going to be... Well, I'm going to look to the past as well as to the ideas that have come forth that have been become a reality.
Sure.
But then there's the ideas of the future. What does the future hold for us?
I would imagine you have some ideas on that.
I think I have.
I think you do.
But after 98 years, you know, you do have some ideas. You don't spend too much time on the past just to recognize that the ideas have been great. The future is what we have to really plan for and get action on.
I'll remind people, ideacity.ca for info and tickets. You could go see Hazel McCallion June 19th, 4:20 p.m. Maybe you could just expand on that for just a moment. You know, people get so worried about politics these days. People get very one-sided, one route or the other. Do you have any advice for people who are nervous about politics in the modern era?
Well, I think one of the biggest thing, the best suggestion I can make is people should get involved.
Yeah.
And learn about the issues, become fully informed about the issues, and then make an effort to let the people running for office or those that are in office of their opinions. Mm-hmm. You see, unfortunately, you shouldn't wait till the day to vote.
Right.
You should be involved during the entire time that the government's in power. Review, listen carefully to what they say. And if you have an opinion, express it.
Don't isolate yourself.
Don't isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Because they may not listen. Not all politicians listen. But in my opinion, at least you feel better that you've made the effort and you put forward the suggestions or the comments. And I think you should feel better about it. Then you truly are a good citizen.
That's very good advice. And Hazel McCallion, what a real pleasure to meet you. Today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The Riverwood Garden Soiree takes place rain or shine Friday, June 7th, 6:30 to 11 p.m. at the Riverwood Conservancy. McEwen Terrace Garden, that's 4150 Riverwood Park Lane in Mississauga. There will be music, food, and live and silent auctions. We let you know about that, even a photo booth. And also say thank you to Kevin Sherwin for visiting this afternoon as well.
Thank you, and thank you to Classical 96.3 for your support.
Really appreciate it. TheRiverwoodConservancy.org for tickets and info. You're with the new Classical FM.